Now, from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, here is the Fairfield Area News. I'm Len Wells. It's, let's make it 74 right now. Overcast skies, light to moderate rain falling out there at the moment. We have picked up 35 hundredths of an inch of rain so far this morning. The same thing yesterday, 35 hundredths. And we are expecting this to blow out a little bit later on this morning, yielding to partly cloudy skies tonight. And I'll have more on that forecast following this edition of the news. Now, we do have three or four cancellations to tell you about this morning. Of course, that Fairfield Grade School cross-country practice had been set for 7 this morning. It's canceled. Sisney Middle School softball practice canceled. And Center Street baseball practice, all of those have been canceled today because of wet field conditions. And we do encourage you to click on our website at WFIWradio.com. We do have a cancellations page there. And if we get any other cancellations or postponements, we will try to get those posted on there as quickly as possible. In our news this morning, Carmi City Police have issued an update on their investigation into a stabbing incident that happened last Sunday night and a severe beating of some individuals that happened last Saturday night. During the investigation, Carmi police say they identified one of their suspects as Jacob A. Holland. Now, Holland was initially arrested on a charge of failure to register as a sex offender, but additionally, he now faces charges, 2 counts of aggravated battery and 1 count of theft of lost or mislaid property, believed to be a cell phone belonging to another individual. Now, the charges against Holland stemmed from Sunday night's stabbing of a male juvenile that happened at Bradshaw Park on Carmi's north side. Additional arrests are expected soon in both the Sunday night stabbing and the Saturday night battery, and that happened at 812 Sycamore Street. Carmi City Police Chief Jason Carter issued a thank you to all those who did come forward with information about these 2 incidents, the stabbing and the beating. Carter added that anyone who witnessed either incident and has information to add should call the Carmi City Police Department, and that number is 382-4633. WFIW News Time 717.
Save as much as 75% during the summer clearance sale at the Mail Connection. All summer clothing and hats are now 25 to 75% off at the Mail Connection. Save as much as 75% on men's shirts up to 4XLT, graphic t-shirts, shorts, and more, like select jeans half price. Plus, check out the new sets of 4 military Richard Bishop Birds, World Hotels, and deer-themed beer glasses at the Mail Connection in downtown Fairfield.
You've always been able to recognize value, and that's reflected in your home, your career, your lifestyle. It's a part of everything you do, but it doesn't come automatically. The decisions you make today put you on the road to where you want to be tomorrow. And deciding about those things that are most valuable to you are probably the most important decisions you'll make. Throughout your life, you've planned and made smart decisions. Now, here's your reward. You deserve State Auto's Prime of Life plan to protect your home and autos. It's a true value for someone just like you. To find out more about Prime of Life and other State Auto products, contact an independent State Auto agent.
Because insurance is a must, call on someone you can trust. State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
Stop by and see me, Richard Davis, at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193.
25-year-old Elijah I. James of Grayville has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after entering a guilty plea to a Class 3 felony charge of failure to register as a sex offender. James drew another 5-year sentence for unlawful residence of a sex offender, a Class 4 felony. In addition to prison time, James will have to serve another year of parole once he gets out of jail. And in return for the guilty plea, the White County State's Attorney, Mr. Denton Odd, dropped a misdemeanor charge of unlawful presence of a sex offender in a public park. The sentence was handed down Wednesday in White County Circuit Court at Carmi. A judge in Tennessee has granted another continuance in the first-degree murder trial of suspected serial killer Bruce D. Mendenhall of Albion. Now, Mendenhall is awaiting trial in Wilson County, Tennessee, for the 2007 slaying of Samantha Winters. In Wilson County Circuit Court Monday, the judge continued the case till October 26th. The assistant district attorney in the case, Brian Fuller, asked for the continuance due to an unrelated pending matter in the Court of Criminal Appeals. Fuller added that the defense has filed a motion to seek to suppress evidence stemming from Mendenhall's arrest in Nashville, Tennessee, in the connection with the Sarah Nicole Hulbert case. During Mendenhall's questioning about the Hulbert killing, he allegedly implicated himself in the killing of Samantha Winters there in Wilson County, Tennessee. Mendenhall is currently serving a life sentence at the Riverbend Maximum Security Prison near Nashville for Sarah Hulbert's murder. Investigators allege Mendenhall has implicated himself in another death in Alabama, another one in Georgia, and two in Indiana. Now, while in jail waiting trial in the Hulbert case, he tried to hire an individual to kill three witnesses in the case. He offered a fellow inmate $15,000 to carry out the killings. And for that, Mendenhall drew an additional 30 years in prison on top of his life sentence. WFIW News Time 7:21.
Do you feel like you're always sharing internet bandwidth with five other devices in your home? Need faster internet with unlimited usage and data caps? Call WIN today and sign up for internet. WIN offers 100 megabyte downloads and 10 megabyte upload speeds in their fiber areas, allowing you to use more devices within your home. Fiber is the fastest technology available. You can stream movies, play games, download music, and much, much more. Faster internet speeds, unlimited data, and WIN. A winning combination.
At Ubinger's Furniture Company, we are proud to help out our friends at the First Christian Church in Flora with the Real Deal event they are having Sunday, August 9th. On that day, they are reaching out to the community with a giveaway event. So in order to help collect furniture for this event, Ubinger's Furniture is having a trade-in sale. Now till the 8th, we will offer a cash discount towards a new furniture purchase for any good used furniture that is traded in. See store for details. So shop now for that new furniture and help out a good cause at the same time. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Well, the boil order issued for the village of Bone Gap has been lifted. Customers of the Bone Gap water system no longer need to boil any water to be used for human consumption. All their water samples taken from the system have passed all inspections. But we do have a boil order issued for a few folks in the Fairfield area. In Fairfield, a boil order is in effect on North First Street, north of Dorothy Drive to Andrews Acres, and for the Oakwood Acres. That's off of Enterprise Road. This boil order will remain in effect until further notice. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says he won't lock out state workers, but says contract negotiations with the largest public employee union are, quote, stuck. The governor said yesterday, "I hope we don't have to take a strike, but I don't control that." AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees contract, expired the end of June. The union and Rauner have agreed to keep workers on the job through September, although contract negotiations have been contentious, to say the least. AFSCME wants lawmakers to override Rauner's veto of legislation that would block public employee strikes and management lockouts and send any contract negotiation impasses to binding arbitration. Rauner says the bill is nothing more than a declaration of war on taxpayers. But AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says Rauner's actions have not matched his words. He says Rauner's extreme demands could force a strike. Governor Bruce Rauner plans to lay off at least 171 state workers because of the budget crisis. Rauner's spokeswoman, Catherine Kelly, says the administration notified public employee unions this week that the layoffs will be effective September the 30th. She says they're a result of the Democrats sending Rauner a budget that's $4 billion short of revenue. Union officials say the layoffs could be avoided if Rauner would drop his, quote, extreme political agenda. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources will lose 107 people. Many work for the Illinois State Museum, which Rauner is targeted for closure. There are 17 positions in the Department of Transportation, 24 at the Illinois Commerce Commission, 8 in both the Departments of Agriculture and Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and 7 at the Illinois EMA, that's the Emergency Management Agency. In other news this morning, 16-year-old Russell T. Hilliard of Sisney was hurt Tuesday afternoon in a single-vehicle crash. It happened south of Sisney. Hilliard was driving a 99 Chevy pickup truck southbound on County Road 1400 North when he lost control of that vehicle near County Road 1575. Hilliard's vehicle ran off the road to the east. He apparently overcorrected, came back across the road, and overturned into a ditch. He was injured and taken by family members to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. That accident happened a little after 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Michael Stephen Allen, 34, Carmi, was arrested Tuesday on a White County warrant charging him with two felonies, including criminal damage to property, total bond $3,000 cash. Well, one of America's favorite gospel quartets is coming to the King's Chapel Church this Sunday. It's the Dixie Echoes, and the Dixie Echoes will be performing at 2 o'clock this Sunday at King's Chapel Church. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. He's your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refineries still paying $38.75 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 85-year-old Fairfield resident Phyllis Marie Warden died Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. at Wayfair in Fairfield. Survivors include daughters Cynthia and husband Bud Sheradin of Fairfield, Susie and husband Doug Stowell of Lake Odessa, Michigan, and Donna and husband Bob Ferrier of Splendora, Texas. A sister, Carletta Zelenka of Battle Creek, Michigan. Three grandsons, two great-grandchildren, and those are the survivors preceded in death by her mother and stepfather, Eula and Carl Shaw, and husbands, Eldon Vaughn and Charles Wardens. Phyllis's remains will be cremated, and a graveside service will be 11 o'clock Monday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Mount Vernon resident Vera Mae Ellis died at 11:50 Tuesday morning at Countryside Manor in Mount Vernon. Survivors include a daughter-in-law, Pat Ellis of Mount Vernon, a granddaughter-in-law, Lisa Ellis of Mount Vernon, two great-grandchildren, Anna and Kaylee Ellis, both of Mount Vernon, and several cousins. Graveside services for Vera Mae Ellis will be 1:30 Friday at the Garrison Temple Cemetery near Keynes. Visitation will be 12 noon Friday till the time of service, 1:30, at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 69-year-old Grayville resident Gerald Allen Pollard died Wednesday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. He was a member of the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville and a retired military veteran of the U.S. Air Force and Army National Guard. He was also a manufacturing engineer, was a member of the Sheba Lodge No. 200, having served as Master Mason, the Shriners, and was a commissioner of the Boy Scouts of America. Survivors include his wife Jane Pollard of Grayville, sons Gerald and wife Sandy Pollard Jr. of Grayville, and Daniel O. Pollard of Robinson, stepsons Mike and wife Ruby Gish of West Salem, Wayne Gish of Union, Indiana, and David Gish of Weehawken, New Jersey, brother James and wife Karen Pollard of Grayville, sisters Barbara McCulley of Independence, Missouri, and Judy and husband Alan Schweitzer of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and a granddaughter Alexa Pollard. Services for Gerald Allen Pollard will be 2 o'clock Saturday at Northside Baptist Church in Grayville with burial and military honors at Oak Grove Cemetery at Grayville. Visitation will be 5 to late Friday evening at Northside Baptist Church in Grayville with a Masonic service at the visitation Friday evening. Memorials in the name of Gerald Allen Pollard may be made to the Boy Scout Troop 341 and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Herschel E. Buss Young, 79, of Carmi, died Tuesday night at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Evansville. He worked in sales and bookkeeping at Mallet Equipment and Wheel Drilling. Survivors include his wife Barbara, a son Mike and wife Jeannie Young of Carmi, and a daughter Diana Donahoe of Centralia. Grandchildren Dawn McCoy, Michelle Phillips, Jason Young, Holly Snow, great-grandchildren Danny McCoy, Matthew and Jordy Phillips, and Samaria and Courtney Snow, and a brother Gene Young of Carmi. Private family services for Herschel E. Young will be at the White County Memorial Garden in Carmi. Memorials may be made to the community church in care of the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Funeral services for Charles J. Lynch, 86 of West Salem, will be next Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. at Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem with burial in Zion United Methodist Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 until 7 Monday evening at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem and will be accepted at the Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for Ivan Bell, 80 of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in the Veterans Section of Maple Hill Cemetery with full military honors. Memorials in the name of Ivan Bell may be made to the King's Chapel Church. Funeral services for Sharon K. Winicky, 70, of Fairfield, to be Friday, 2 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be noon till the time of service Friday at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Graveside services for Wanda Y. Crooks, 92 of Mount Carmel, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Visitation will be 1 o'clock this afternoon till the time of service 2 p.m. at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to any veterans organization. Memorial services for Carol Bedford, 53 of McLeansboro, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service, 11 a.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the family. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital is excited to announce the opening of a pain center to help those experiencing chronic pain. The pain center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be located in the Medical Arts Complex and will begin taking referrals May 11th and seeing patients June 8th. Here at the Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, we strive to deliver the most advanced, minimally invasive services to restore function, relieve pain, and renew the hope of our patients. We serve individuals with chronic pain caused by a wide variety of medical issues. And chances are, we've treated someone with pain just like yours. Don't wait. Start living without pain today. If you are experiencing chronic pain, talk to your doctor about visiting us at the Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Don't let the pain hold you back. Take your health into your own hands and stop the pain. For more information, call 618-842-2082 or visit us at fairfieldmemorial.org/pain.
Good morning, local sports this morning. Partly this morning, several things canceled. Center Street Baseball was canceled, along with Cisney softball practice canceled, and cross country has been canceled for today. FCHS Fall Athletic Parents Meeting. You were going to say that later, weren't you? Sorry. FCHS Fall Athletic Parent Meeting tonight at the high school at 6 p.m. That's fall athletes and a parent need to attend. Football, cross country, golf, volleyball, cheerleading, and girls tennis are all covered. FCHS Mulebackers annual organizational meeting tonight following that fall athletics meeting at the FCHS. All persons 18 or older who reside in the FCHS district are welcome to attend and join. Major League Baseball today. St. Louis is at Cincinnati. First pitch around 11:35. Michael Wacha versus Michael Lorenzen. Listen today as the Cardinals take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Our broadcast begins this morning at 10:40. On WOKZ 105.9 FM. Taking a look at scores from yesterday, the Cardinals squeaked by Cincinnati 4-3 in 13 innings. It was Pittsburgh over the Cubs 7-5. Milwaukee beat San Diego 8-5. San Francisco knocked off Atlanta 6-1. It was the Mets continuing their hot streak. They defeated Miami 8-6. Arizona beat Washington 11-4, and it was the Dodgers over Philadelphia 4-3. In the American League, in 10 innings, Chicago beats Tampa Bay 6-5. Detroit over Kansas City 2-1. Toronto knocked off Minnesota 9-7. It was Texas over Houston 4-3. Same score, Angels over Cleveland 4-3. In 10 innings on a grand slam, Baltimore beat Oakland 7-3. And Boston knocked off the Yankees 2-1. Interleague play in 11 innings final, Colorado knocks off Seattle 7-5.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Before we get there, just repeating these cancellations. Baseball practice at Center Street canceled today. Same thing with Cisney Middle School softball practice. And, of course, this was for 7 o'clock this morning. Should already be over. But Fairfield Grade School cross country practice also canceled. We do encourage you to click on our website at WFIWradio.com, and we will update our cancellations and postponements if we receive any. Rain likely this morning, high around 80, partly cloudy tonight, low 63, sunny Friday, high of 83, sunny Saturday, high of 87, and a slight chance of showers Sunday and Monday, high of 88. 76 the high yesterday, 70 the low this morning. We picked up a little more than 35 hundredths of an inch of rain today. Same thing yesterday, 35 hundredths. And at 7:34 under cloudy skies, moderate rain falling right here at the studios of WFIW in Fairfield, Illinois. Our temperature, 76. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Good day, Mr. Phelps. This is a picture of the inner workings at Edwards County Motors. You're